Good.
In that case, we can get started. I'd like to call the meeting to order and welcome and good afternoon, everyone. And thank you for making yourself available for our special meeting. First item of business is the roll call. And I will start. Peter Lisi, obviously attending and present. Marty Budd?
Here.
Andrew Foster?
Here.
Daryl Hill? Is Daryl on? Not yet. Michael Azzotti?
Here.
Thank you. Carrie Kelly? Carrie? Julie Savino? No, Julie. Kelly Marie Valliers? No. And I'm assuming Laura Baker, sitting in for Kelly Marie. Laura? Okay, so currently Daryl Hill is not present, Carrie Kelly not present, Julie Savino not present, and Kelly Marie Valliers not present at this point. But I believe we have a quorum. Okay, we can get started. First item of business is the approval of our November 15th minutes. I'm hoping folks took a look at them and reviewed them. Is there a motion to approve the minutes from November 15th?
So, Peter, Marty had some edits to the minutes or questions about the minutes that we spoke of before the meeting, and Joanne is going to, I believe, summarize some edits mm-hmm. that we need to make.
Okay.
Correct. In the minutes, the numbers were correct. It was the direction of the change that was incorrect.
And
so
this is
it should
five.
Read. Right.
Section five of minutes. Yeah.
Okay.
I believe it's page 3 of the typed minutes. Okay. So it should read for the quarter was 1.5 million up from 1.2 million in the same period last year. And consists primarily of student loans, student interest income. The next section, operating expenses, were $1.2 million for the quarter, which should read also up, because that was up from $700,000 in 2021. The other two changes were on the balance sheet side. The numbers there reflect the trust assets, so it should read total trust declined from $139,000, and it should say trust liabilities also declined from 116 to 93. So the numbers were correct. It was just the up or down that was incorrect.
With those changes, I'll move acceptance of the minutes.
And there was one other thing. I was present at the meeting, but I was not listed under the members present, if that matters.
Yep, we should add that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. With those two... with those two corrections or additions, Marty moved acceptance of the minutes. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. We got a second. All those in favor, approval of the minutes as edited and corrected, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. And Marty, a very sincere thank you for reading those minutes so thoroughly. It's easy to gloss over the minutes, just thinking, well, that was the business we took care of, no big deal, but I appreciate you giving them a very thorough read. Thank you. Next item, we will be moving into executive session. Would someone like to make a motion to move into executive session? And there'll be a breakout room on your screen. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. All those in favor moving into executive session for consideration of our loan servicer, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Motion carries. You should have a window on your screen inviting you to join. Okay.
Are we in regular session?
I believe we are. I'm checking the list. It looks like there's, yes, I believe we're back in regular session. Everyone is there.
And Kara, did you have a resolution you were going to display, Kara?
Yes, hold on 1 second.
And I should just say that no votes were taken in executive session. And here's the resolution.
Right, so Denise, did you want to comment on it or do you want me to?
This wasn't in our package, was it?
No. So the resolution is authorizing the executive director to appoint Fia as the servicer, and subject to a rating affirmation that's required under the trust and successful negotiation and execution of the servicing agreements. And then it just goes on to containing such terms and conditions as the executive director deems appropriate. The executive director may terminate the agreement between Ed Financial and CSLF on such terms and on such date as determined in the event Fee is appointed as servicer. And is there anything, do you need to scroll down a bit, Kara? Or is that it? Okay, so that is the resolution.
Jeanette, are there any penalties for terminating the Ed Financial contract?
No, because we're doing it at their request.
Right. So the second paragraph has no cost.
Correct.
Yeah.
Good. I'll move the resolution as set forth on our screen.
Thank you, Marty. Is there a second? I'm happy to second it. Are there any further questions for Jeanette or Denise or anyone with regard to the resolution to appoint Fia as the loan servicer for CSLF? Questions or comments? Hearing none, the motion's been made and seconded to accept the resolution. As presented, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed? Aye. Are there any abstentions? Thank you very much. Motion carries unanimously. Okay. Is there any other business anyone would like to bring forward to the group? Anything for the good of the cause? Hearing none, I would gladly entertain a motion for adjournment.
Move adjournment.
Is there a second?
Julie, second.
Second.
It's been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Any abstentions? We are adjourned. And to all, very best wishes for a very happy holiday season. And thank you very much for making yourself available.